This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. We're going to hear now more about something Europe is deeply worried about, Greece's imploding economy. Greeks are so unhappy about the austerity measures their government has taken to fix the economy that hundreds of thousands of mostly union members have taken to the streets today. That protest is closing airports, schools, offices, and putting hospitals on emergency staffing. The austerity plan has divided Greeks generally. The latest polls say that a little more than half the population is against the plan. From Athens, NPR's Eric Westervelt has more.
The Greek government says it needs to cut the equivalent of $6.5 billion from the budget in order to rein in an out-of-control deficit that has not only wrecked the Greek economy, but also shaken confidence in the European currency, the euro. The union members say that tax increases and deep cuts in public sector wages unfairly penalize middle and working-class Greeks for the previous government's overspending. Spiros Papaspiros is a senior official with Greece's largest civil servants union.
Over the next few months, as these latest cuts from the government are implemented, there will be widespread effects, both on this economy and society, and a drop in the standard of living here. In my opinion, there's a danger it's going to lead us into recession rather than leading us out of recession.
But others see the very workers taking to the streets today as the main problem for Greece's economy. Athens University economist George Bitros says the public sector here is ineffectual and bloated with political patronage jobs for whichever party is in power. The government, Bitros says, has to aggressively cut the public sector despite tenure rules that make it very hard to fire public workers.
The situation is unsustainable. If you have a company and you cannot pay your workers, what do? You let them go, right? If a state is bankrupt, what do? They should find a way to fire people. I don't care. The state is a big enterprise. It's a corporation. The corporation cannot employ workers while it cannot pay them.
In Kolonaki Square, a posh section of the city, well-heeled Athenians dine in fine restaurants as taxi driver Panos Kanalupithis waits for a fare. He says the austerity measures are hypocritical. Tax evasion and petty bribery in his country are widespread. Why doesn't the government go after the rich, he asks, for not paying their fair share of taxes? They don't prosecute anyone, he says. But then he concedes it's not just the rich who cheat the Greek tax man.
Yeah, I want to be honest. If I could do it, I would try to hide something. Because I have to make a living, you know. The salaries here in Greece are in one-third of the average European.
Kanalupithis says Greeks might go along with these latest austerity measures if they had any faith in the state to use their money wisely.
I think this is the primary reason. We're not born cheaters, you know. I mean, I'm 42 right now. We have a very poor healthcare system. We have a very poor education system. In fact, they're getting worse and worse, year by year. So where are all the taxes gone?
Officials at the Greek Ministry of Finance are vowing to finally get tough on tax evasion, which they estimate costs the country billions of euros a year. But they're putting their faith in new technology, not face-to-face auditors. One official said too many Greek tax collectors today are open to an envelope under the table. The Greek branch of the anti-corruption group Transparency International says Greece has one of the largest underground economies in the 16-member eurozone. The government estimates that the untaxed shadow economy here is at least 30% of the declared economy. Kostas Pakouras with Transparency International hopes this crisis finally makes Greeks realize that corruption is a threat to the country's future, its competitiveness, and stability.
When you have corruption, what happens? You have markets which are crooked, you don't have free competition, they're not all having the same opportunities to compete, the nation becomes less competitive, and when it becomes less competitive, it becomes poorer. It is corruption that makes countries poor, not the other way around.
But Greeks are not falling in line behind the unprecedented austerity measures, and many say the outlook here is bleak. As one worker told me, I love my country, but my government is crooked. I tell my son to leave. The future is elsewhere. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Athens.